Test it, 1, 2. Test it, 1, 2. Now.
Man in the Ring is a mental health podcast. It's not exclusively for men, but from the perspective of two friends who are determined to stay connected despite being on other sides of the world. Don't ignore mental health. Get it into the ring. We face the same silent battles. Ding, 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 and welcome to Men in the Ring. And I'm joined out of Northern Africa by Matt. This is Sean. How are you, buddy?
Doing well, Sean. How about yourself?
Oh, not too bad. You're doing better than usual, I would say, on midweek. Try to get a little workout in before each weekly podcast going forward, so I'm not a lethargic snail, although that might be just what I am mentally all the time. You never know. So yeah, we're talking what is mental health today.
Yeah, season 3, episode 1.
Boom. Let's go. A lot of fanfare about it, you know what I'm saying? We should drum up some like fake controversy and get a bunch of clicks. Or maybe a real controversy, I don't know.
Real controversy. My mind went to conspiracy theories there for a second, sorry.
Yeah.
Like Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce.
Controversy. Yeah. Controversy. Can the nation withstand it? Damn. Trials are real.
It's not looking likely. It's a plot.
It is pretty hilarious how dang near anything can be turned into, something political. Yeah. That's impressive.
Tearing down the system. One celebrity relationship at a time.
The system. Whatever the system is.
Yeah, I'm not going to let them hold us down anymore, Sean.
All right.
What's happening?
Go live free. I wonder how their mental health is, do you think?
Oh, man. Probably not so good.
Yeah.
Mid-year there this year, they were talking about overexposure and that that drag on that mental health portion of life, you know,
right.
For Travis Kelce, because he was in all of the commercials.
Couldn't help it.
Yeah. So, mental health. What is mental health?
Well, I have I did a little homework here. Should I read what the interweb says it is?
Yes.
Okay. How do you define mental health? Mental health includes our emotional, psychological, and social well-being. It affects how we think, feel, and act. It also helps determine how we handle stress, relate to others, and make healthy choices. Mental health is important at every stage of life, from childhood, adolescence, to adulthood. Here we go. Solved, dude.
Do that.
Just go ahead and get her done, dude. Mental health. Boom. Uh-oh. Yeah. So you're saying in a lot of your studies, I can't remember, I went to school a long time ago now. Mental health was not in, I went to school for social work at a higher institute of higher learning. But mental health didn't carry the weight of importance as it does now, you know. But you're saying, I can't remember if there is some sort of specific definition. It's probably something just like that, you know.
Yeah. It's something that changes, like it's changing all the time.
The definition.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they're working it out. I like interpersonal neurobiology's definition of mental health, and that's the ability to integrate energy and information flow, right? So, like through relationships.
Okay. Wow, can you say that one more time? You would like that one. Sounds fancy.
The ability to integrate energy and information flow.
Integrate it into your life?
No, just integrating and processing it really
into yourself and your brain mind,
like recognizing it, giving it a place, right? Huh. Like ordering it. The reason why they go with that is because like everything is producing there's energy to it, whether it's light. And we are using our eyes to process the energy of light and colors and those things around us. Or an easier one or a different one is like hearing, right? We're making these sounds, which really quite literally are vibrations and energy going mm-hmm. through the space around us.
Right.
And so it's our brains being able to process and integrate that energy and break it down into information kind of keeps equilibrium. And so I like that because I like the aspect of breaking things down that way, I guess. And it's more of a scientific, because it's pretty hard to define health, right? Like what is
very
healthy,
unhealthy? Very subjective, yeah.
And it's different for different people. Like what's healthy for me is not necessarily healthy for someone else, right? Like it's healthy for me to try and run 20 miles this week. Probably not so healthy for a 90-year-old man to try and run 20 miles this week.
Sure.
Right? he still needs to get out and move, but to say, yeah, go run a 10 minute mile for 20 miles this week, just not realistic or healthy.
Right. You can't do that.
I'm getting close.
Oh, nice. Hell yeah. That's awesome.
My speed picked up quite a bit, but
dang.
I like how it takes out those things like, and it brings an understanding in a frame, because what's the problem with, like, I guess would be mental health or mental unhealth would be when that integration flow gets messed up, right? And you're not able to integrate.
Let's the integration flow gets messed up. That's my job, right. I guess. What does that mean?
Like the integration of the information and energy gets.
So when you're getting information and energy, when you're going through your daily life, like things are happening, you're not putting them in their proper space in your brain or in your life contextually?
Kind of like, let me see if I can come up with an example. Two friends are fighting, right? Mm-hmm. Or, trying to process the information of the Packers losing to the 49ers. Oof, like that's distressing. Like what is going on? That energy and that information flow got backed up and Joe Barry got fired. Because eventually like that just doesn't make sense. So you have to organize that information somewhere. And eventually someone made a tough decision and said, we need to change, right? We need to change.
So is that what happens in our lives then? If we're not processing things correctly or something like that, they were like, oh shoot, we got to change. We got to get more sleep, or we got to do something.
That, or think of it in a relationship dynamic, right? Communicating with your wife, right? Like when there's disruptions in sending and receiving signals, problems, right? So sending and receiving the information either is not sent clearly or not received clearly.
So that's a mental health issue. If we're like, if we're getting pissed at everything my wife does, that's a mental health issue.
Yeah.
Probably. Mm-hmm.
Like that would be draining.
Yeah. And even if, you know, in marriage where somebody does something and they don't even mean to do it, but you're pissed at them. Mostly based on other shit that's happened in the past, but you can't separate it. That would be a state of poor mental health, I would say, huh?
Yeah, you're not integrating the information or the energy.
Mm-hmm.
And our brain wants to order things into information, right? So that's how we learn to read. It's how we learn to listen and speak English, right? Like our brain is tuned in and is wanting to order these things with and file it away, make it give information.
Okay, so something happened that we're not processing the events that are occurring around us in a way that's useful to us.
Yeah, sometimes.
Okay.
And yeah, it can be relational. It can be intra and interpersonal.
Mm-hmm. So stress can be come in a whole lot of different forms. And I think stress, people say stress, like a blanket statement. That's just kind of too generalized. Stress is like everywhere. Just going to school as a high schooler, like my 16-year-old, that's stressful, you know, can be.
Yep. Everything is producing some level of stress, I think.
Mm-hmm.
There's some things that process it away, I think. Sleeping helps organize that energy and information. Also, exercise.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Those things help de-stress in very real ways. Addressing the source of stress. Let's say it is an argument with your wife, like going through and reassessing and reorganizing and gathering more information.
Could cause more stress.
Could cause more stress, or could cause it to be like, oh, now I understand it.
Yeah, right. Or sometimes the fear of that stress stops you from addressing issues that could have been addressed earlier that would have led to greater mental health.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So let's say, can you say that definition again, now that we're working?
Your definition too, if you want.
My definition seems weak compared to yours. No, I'm just kidding. I mean, it's fancy words put together to mean what, you know? But let's just go back to and slowly work your way through that definition that you use, now that we're kind of breaking down what some of the things mean, if you don't mind.
Mm-hmm.
Say it again.
So the ability to break down, like integrate energy and information flow in mental health, having good mental health.
Oh, that seems like a nice, simple, concise definition. Damn near oversimplified, but it just says a lot. in a small amount of words.
Yeah. The reason why I like interpersonal neurobiology, because it's not necessarily a it's not one area of study, right? Like it's pulling things from all sorts of different backgrounds, whether it's like science, some of the sciences in biology, or I end up focusing a lot on the mental health side of like marriage counseling or counseling in general, right? Like this pulls in even things from like chemistry or engineering or electrical engineering. Like, yeah, they got a bunch of doctors from a bunch of different subject areas to come together.
Yeah, that seems awesome. Well, it's interesting to working together like that from different subject areas to develop something that's actually a useful tool. I mean, when you say it to a layman or just an average person, it is like a lot to take in. You're like, what does that mean exactly? Kind of like my definition I read from the internet is a lot to take in. Try to figure out how that applies necessarily, but I like that definition. So this is not even just us talking a little bit about this isn't necessarily, you know, define mental health for just a regular individual. To each, you were saying that earlier, each individual has their own kind of measure or standard for mental health.
Well, what's healthy for them, you know, or what they need to have mental health. There's things that are going to be universal, right?
Yeah.
But like defining healthy, or what healthy look like, what a healthy relationship looks like, is different in American culture versus, like Chilean culture, in some sense, right? Like,
okay,
it would be kind of weird if I just kept showing up at your house at 7 p.m. every day to eat food and hang out for 3 hours. Right? Like you'd be like, it's kind of weird. But in Chile, like that's expected, right? Like, why aren't you just showing up in my house? You should, right? But in some sense, culturally, things are different. But then there are some things that are universal, like a relationship that has emotional connection in it, right?
Yeah.
So...
Or sleep is fairly universal as well, I think, right?
What was that?
Sleep is fairly universal, obviously.
Yeah.
So I wonder, as we go through this, got a couple minutes left here. I'm not going to pretend like we, you know, like, boom, there's mental health for all y'all, like, no, whatever. But I mean, I think let's continue to work to define it. And then as we go and like talk about what helps or whatever, we'll just keep touching on and using a working definition that is helpful to people.
Yeah. I think we should next week, maybe we break down the definition that you brought up a little bit more.
Okay.
And explore that.
Yeah. No, there's a lot. There's a lot there. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
I'm interested to hear, like, you know, what a young, like a teenager or a college age kid that's growing up in more of a mental health lexicon, or at least it's like in the verbiage, you know?
Yeah.
And talked about more than when you and I were in, you know, growing up, what their definition or perception of mental health is. That'd be interesting. Maybe I'll ask some people this next week and this ask. Eventually we'll probably have some people on, but for now, let's try to get some of their thoughts and bring them to the show or whatever.
Sounds like a plan.
I like it. I like how
it's shaping up.
Yeah, I do too. So next week, We'll talk more about defining mental health, and then I mean, I guess you could say like destigmatizing like the concept a little bit, right?
Yeah.
So well, that's
let's talk about how we're going to work through your definition a little more.
Oh yeah, well we'll do that. Let's do that for sure. Yes. And I said destigmatizing, we're just trying to like, you know, mental health is kind of like, what is it? And it's like sometimes an annoying word you see everywhere, and it's like, I don't know what that is or don't care. Or
yeah.
It's too touchy-feely, but we're trying to like have people understand what that's about. And for some people, it's going to be too simple, which is fine. For some people, it's going to be like, oh, yeah, okay, I can... Maybe I should go ahead and talk, you know, address some of those things.
Yeah.
Cool. All right.
Honestly, with the way you said that, makes me like my definition a lot more.
Where I said like, what?
Like destigmatizing mental health. Like, oh, well, if it's just a information blockage or misread of information or energy, like I can tweak that.
Yeah, and why is it more preferable? Because it takes like the emotional touchy feel, like subjectiveness out of it. It's more of like a scientific term, it seems, right?
Yeah,
I can see that, why that would be more appealing. That's good.
All right.
Okay. On to next week. Thanks, buddy. I appreciate you.
Yeah, thank you. You have a good one, Trent.
All right. See you, bud.
See you.
Okay, that's been this week's episode of Men in the Ring. Thanks for tuning in. If you know of anyone that could benefit from this podcast, please ask them to subscribe and check it out. We're trying to spread the word. All right, talk again next week.
Throw these warm blankets off of me. Set myself out cold and shivering. All these things that I'm confident by. Pretend they're my friends, but in the end they lie. Pretend they're my friends, but in the end they lie. Depending on my soul, like every single thing, I kinda feel okay. But on the ground I lay, feeling self-righteous as I decay. Please turn my face around so I can see your way. Turn my face around so I can see your way.